Oh, I'm sorry to just wander in on you. I didn't expect anyone to be here. Your uncle said he was going out with your dad. I don't know where they went. The two of them had this whole agenda put together for our visit. I wasn't really paying attention to what he said. I'm definitely not a morning person. Golf, fishing, to climb a mountain, I'm not sure. Something outdoor related and manly. I'm surprised you didn't go with them. Well, maybe not. You give off more of an indoor guy vibe. Oh, no, don't get defensive. I'm not mocking you. I just meant you give me more of a gamer guy vibe. Maybe even a bit of an introvert. You probably spend more time on Reddit. I'm not judging though. I didn't go with them either. I'm more of a night owl, I guess you could say. You won't catch me out at this time of the day. Anyway, I guess it's just the two of us. I wish I would have known you were here though. I might have put on something other than this silky little robe. Doesn't leave much to the imagination, although when you've got an hourglass figure like mine, there isn't much you can do to hide it. I'd have to dress like Billie Eilish, and that's not my look at all. I'm more into the whole vampy goth thing. Do you know what I mean? I know I'm quite a bit older than you. I don't know if my references just fly right over your head. Kids your age probably don't know a thing about long nights spent listening to The Cure. How old am I? Well, you're not supposed to ask a lady that. Let's just say I'm around your uncle's age, even though I'm actually a little bit older than him. Oh, thanks. I know that I look good for my age. My vitamin regimen is pretty intense, but it is still always nice to hear it. It means a lot, even coming from a kid. Oh, hey, don't get defensive. I didn't mean anything by it. You're in college, right? Okay, so I guess that makes you a man, technically. I don't mean to be condescending. College was just a long time ago for me. It seems like a different world. Back before cell phones and the internet. Didn't I already tell you? It's not polite to ask a woman her age. Age isn't a number, it's a mindset. How old do you think I look? Most people think I look about 30. What do you think? You agree? That's always fun to hear. I never get tired of it. Oh, I must be older than that? Well, yes, I said I was a little older than your uncle, and he is about the same age as your father. How much older? Really, we don't need to go into that. I should probably leave you alone anyway. They could be home any minute, and what would they think if they found me standing around with my tits half out in my tiny silky robe? What time is it anyway? What? Almost evening. Damn. Sounds about right, though. I am really not a daytime person. Plus, I didn't get much sleep last night. I really don't sleep well at night, and then I need someone to keep me company. But your uncle sleeps like a corpse. It gets a bit frustrating if I'm being honest. I mean, look at me. Take a good look at me. Look at me. Look at how I doll up myself. This silky black robe, the lingerie underneath it, That's all I wore to bed last night. Would you be able to resist me? I know it's not really fair to compare you to your uncle. He's a grown man, you're just a shy boy, but I'm just asking, would you be able to resist temptation? Even when you're at someone else's house? Even when you might make too much noise and get caught? I can see it in your eyes right now. You can't resist me. No, don't look away. I want you to look. I can tell you enjoy it. Oh, you're not? Then what's with that bulge in your pants? This silky little robe does show a lot of skin. Tell me, what excites you more? These bare thighs? Or this ample cleavage? I know these big titties are pleasing to the eye, but they're even more pleasing to touch. Especially through this smooth, silky fabric. Why don't you touch me? Come on, don't be shy. Are you trying to resist me? You know, men often try to resist me, but it doesn't usually work out for them. So tell me, do you want to do this the hard way or the easy way? Either way is fun for me. I can see your body responding, honey. You're getting very excited. Don't be embarrassed about it. I'm getting excited too. My panties are getting damp. My nipples are getting hard. My teeth are... Oh, never mind. You really look flustered. Have you never had an older woman come in to you? No? No, I bet you haven't. You don't really give off that vibe. I promise I won't hurt you. Contrary to what you may have heard, we don't bite anymore. Who is we? Oh, I meant women, of course. It was a little joke. So, back to the fact that we're both aroused, and we're both adults, and here alone. Oh, don't get all shy again. Do you want me to get on my knees and plead with you? Is that what you need? To feel like you're in charge? I can get on my knees and ask very kindly. Please, be a good boy. I'm on my knees. Don't you want to play with me, pretty please? What the fuck? What was that reaction? You look frightened. Oh, my seat. Yes, they can get very pointy when I'm aroused. Yes, we are real, but there's no reason to be frightened. Drink your what? Oh, you poor shy boy. Have you been watching too many movies? Are you a big Twilight fan? I promise that it's not really like that. I do need to eat certain nutrients in order to survive. I crave a very special kind of protein. A kind that only produced by a man. Of course, preferably a young, virile man. Your uncle is great, but you would be perfection. I can almost taste you now. Your young, strong seed, filling me up, nourishing me. Don't you want to make me feel good, sweet boy? Why do you still look so flustered? What if I help you make the decision? You know, this silky little robe could slide off so easily. I could just untie the belt. And I'm not wearing bra, of course. Who wears a bra to bed? Not that I really wear one anyway. Why restrain these big perky titties? There is not a thing to conceal them if I remove this robe, just like This. It looks like that got your attention. Do you like them? Do you like looking at my big titties? Look at how hard my nipples are getting. Oh, look there. Your mind might be frightened, but your body isn't. Do you mind if I get a closer look? You don't have to do a thing. Oh, there it is. So nice and hard. See what effect I have on you? Are you turned on looking at your ankles, girlfriend, on her knees? Do you want me to kiss it a little bit? I just want to kiss it a little bit. You don't mind, do you? You can be shy, baby. It's okay. I'll do everything. I'm just going to kiss this beautiful dick. It is beautiful, you know. It's making me so wet just from looking at it. You're so fucking hard. This beautiful dick is rock hard for me. It turns you on, doesn't it? A much older woman on her knees for you, your uncle's girlfriend, right here in your dad's living room, where we might get caught at any moment. I want to taste it. I'm just going to taste it a little. Can I wrap my lips around it? My teeth? Oh, sweetheart, don't be nervous. I'll be very gentle. I have done this many, many times over many, many years. I won't bite unless you're into that. I may just lightly graze you, though. It will feel so good. You like to feel good, don't you? Yes? This is so naughty. Getting sucked off in the living room by your uncle's slutty girlfriend. You like me teasing you with my tongue. I can tell you like it. And when I grind his teeth, it's just slightly. Does it thrill you? Oh, fuck. I love the way you moan and the way you tremble. Do you want my mouth wrapped tight around your hard young cock? I want to deep throat you. Would you like that? I want to deep throat your beautiful cock. You don't have to do a thing, trust me. I was doing this long before you were born. Just enjoy it. Let me do all the work. You can just watch me on my knees looking up at you, with my titties out and my lips around your perfect dick. Just enjoy how it feels. Love it, don't you? You love how I take care of your needs? I want you to come. I need it. I need your hot young seed inside me. It's been too long since I've tasted someone so young and virile. Fill me up. I want your cum. I want you to come in my mouth. Come for me like a good boy. You're so close. Do you like when I stop and bat my pretty eyes at you? Look at the way your cock is glistening with my saliva. It's so lubricated. I can just finish you off with my hand. Aim for my open mouth like a good boy. Give me that seed. I'm going to stroke this cock until you explode. Yes, come for me, honey. Come all in my mouth. Come for me. Oh, yes. Good boy. 5, 4, 3. Come for me. 2, 1. Yes. Right in my mouth. Oh. Fuck. Oh. 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 You're delicious. Such a dirty boy. And such a big load. And it's dripping on my tits. You made such a mess. You're still a good boy, though. Do you like when I trail my fingers through your cum? I need to taste every drop. I want it all. Watch me suck them clean. Delicious. I enjoy that. Did you enjoy that? I know you did. I know you loved coming in my mouth. And I can't believe how big your load was. I wonder if it's that big every time. I hope I get to find out. But I just heard a car pull up. I'd better go. But I'll be up all night, and your uncle is a very deep sleeper, and I get so lonely and so hungry. Don't lock your door tonight, okay? It wouldn't keep me out anyway. And don't tell anyone what happened. This is our secret. Do you understand? Good. That's a good boy.